Bruce, what's taking you from a, you know, is it as simple as just Carson staying healthy that took you from how well you did last year to how well you're playing this year?
Yeah, you know, last year we were 9-1 and lost both quarterbacks, and you can lose a lot of guys, but you can't lose your quarterbacks. With those guys healthy this year, it's made the difference.
You've seen a lot of good quarterbacking in your career. How good has Carson been from that perspective?
Oh gosh, it's hard to say that I've ever had anybody play better. I think Ben's Super Bowl year where we won it, he was lights out all season. Peyton's second year, maybe 13-3, but he's still, the interceptions were up. He's playing at an extremely high level right now with a lot of confidence.
You saw Aaron at his peak, obviously, in Dallas a few years back. What do you see in Aaron in this Packer offense now and the way it's been hot and cold?
Probably the receivers are different. You know, he lost some guys that I think he had an unbelievable rapport with and chemistry with. It looks like they're building it with James and Cobb and those guys, but and the young tight end. So it looks to me like getting the running game back has really helped them.
What, Coach, does losing Tyrann Mathieu mean to you?
Oh, gosh. More the person than the player. The player is outstanding, but the energy and the passion he brings to the practice field and to the locker room every day. You obviously lose a playmaker, but you can replace football players, but sometimes it's hard to replace people.
Bruce, what has Gresham meant to your offense as a second tight end?
Oh, he's come in and done a great job blocking and gives us a heck of a pass receiver. You know, we just don't use him that way as much as he probably would like to be. But he's done a great job blocking for us, and when he's getting thrown the ball, he's making plays.
Could you talk about Deion Buchanan, just how he's developed for you and that kind of a hybrid sort of role that he's in for you?
Yeah, you know, when we drafted him, we thought we had a big safety that could handle tight ends and be a run stuffer. Out of necessity, he started playing the dime linebacker for us and played it so well, we just made a dollar linebacker out of him the whole time. And he gives us such great flexibility with his speed on the field and his range, you know. And he loves to hit, so get him closer to the box.
What do you see when you watch Julius Peppers on film?
Oh, still a savvy vet who can get there. And he's still a whale of a football player. Reminds me a lot of Dwight Freeney. They could still hurt you, boy.
How did David Johnson slip under the radar in the draft, if he did?
No, he didn't slip for us because we had our fingers crossed for him the whole time. We had him right where we got him, and we're extremely happy that we did. I mean, he's a big back who has great receiving ability, and he's a very mature young man. So we were excited that we got him where we did.
Is there a trait among young players like that that allows them to seize the opportunity when it arrives?
Yeah, I think maturity. You know, he's worked hard his whole life. You know, he had jobs at Northern Iowa, cleaning latrines and working in the cafeteria. I mean, this is a very mature man who's paid his dues. So he's not like a young guy who's been given everything, highly recruited, and they have a sense of entitlement. You have to be very aware of those guys.
Obviously, your offense is great, but your defense, I think, is sixth in scoring. What are you guys doing well on that side of the ball?
Doing a really good job of stopping a run, and then our red zone defense has picked up. The biggest thing is taking the ball away. You know, we've been really good at getting turnovers, and especially the last 3 weeks, and just playing hard and fast and physical.
So, Bruce, how do you get a guy like Aaron to turn it over when he hardly ever does?
Yeah, that's just got to be a bounce of the ball, you know. He's not going to throw it to you. And you're going to have to make a heck of a play or knock somebody loose from it. But you can't go into games, hey, we're going to pick this guy off, because it just doesn't happen.
I know you're without Matthew, but how good has your corner play been with Peterson and even Bethel and some of those down-the-line kind of guys?
Nobody's played better in the league than Patrick. I mean, nobody throws at him. He just, whoever he gets is canceled out, has for most of the season. Justin has stepped in and played extremely well. Gerard would now move into the nickel, which he's very, very comfortable. He played all last year when we had Cromartie outside. But the biggest guy that has arrived for us is Justin Bethel.
So do you feel good about that group then going forward here without Tyron?
Yeah, I mean, if there was a spot that we had to lose a guy, safety was probably the one spot that we were deep at, and picking up DJ Swearinger has really helped. Getting Rashad Johnson back is critical this week.
You're seeing two teams that are still, you know, going to be in the playoff hunt. How good is that for a squad to keep an edge? You've been on teams that have, you know, wrapped everything up, and you're still fighting for a bye.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably perfect scheduling for us, you know, to have such a big game after, clinching the division. So there's so much riding on the game. So, yeah, you don't have to worry. I didn't have to say anything to get them ready this morning.
Your receiver corps, is it fair to say that those guys' skill sets all complement each other with Fitzgerald and being the veteran guy and Brown can run and Floyd such a big guy?
Yeah, it's a nice group of guys. Don't know if I've had a better one. Like you said, the size of Michael Floyd and his speed, John Brown, J.J. Nelson, Jerron Brown, and then Fitz rounding it out, having a great year.